Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Plötzlich fühle ich mich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Tiefenentspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Iconic Vibes zum besten Preis. Wow geht mit Euphoria in die dritte Staffel.
Ein paar Jahre nach der Highschool wusste ich nicht, ob das Leben so war, wie ich es wollte.
Streame ab dem 13. April parallel zum US-Start wöchentlich eine neue Folge.
Das Problem ist, wenn du einen Pakt mit dem Teufel schließt, gibt es kein Zurück mehr.
Freu dich außerdem auf weitere Highlights wie House of the Dragon und Wicked. Alles ab nur 2,98 Euro im Monat. Streaming war noch nie so wow.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the show today, Oskay's oil change plus red pepper flakes and pull-ups. It's coming up in just a minute.
Kaffee in seiner besten Form. Mit Cubo wird jeder Kaffee auf Knopfdruck zum Genussmoment. Denn mit der neuen Cubo One Kapselmaschine von Chibo genießt du feinsten Spitzenkaffee aus besonderen Anbaugebieten. Vollmundige Aromen dank innovativer Press-Brew-Technologie und über 17 Sorten Kaffee für jeden Geschmack. Erlebe Premium-Kaffee schon ab 29 Euro. Entdecke jetzt die Cubo Kapselmaschinen in deiner Chibo-Filiale und auf chibo.de.
When I was a small boy, I'd climb into my bed. My mother would turn off the light and pat my little head. She would tell me lessons she had learned, impart wisdom she passed along. Then she'd stand in my shadowed room and sing this little song. Never trust a puppet. Puppets are untrue. No matter what the puppet says, he don't care about you. Never trust a puppet. Puppets are insincere. Somehow everyone always finds out what you whisper in a puppet's ear. When I was a young girl, I got a puppet for my birthday. We went everywhere together and played and laughed and sang. But the puppet started lying and taking things that didn't belong to it and saying inappropriate things at my parents' parties. And one night when I was asleep, the puppet ran away.
He's crying.
Never trust a puppet or the feelings that they share. There is something not quite right in a puppet's stare. Never give your heart to a puppet. Always stay on your guard. Puppets will betray you. Puppets are so weird. When I was a tiny girl, my aunt had a little lamb puppet. She would use as an oven mitt and take a hot casserole out of the oven. Then she would chase me round the house with the puppet on her hand, screaming, I burned my tongue! I burned my tongue! Never trust a puppet. Puppets are untrue. No matter what the puppet says, they don't care about you.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Jeff Oske.
That's right.
Hanging out.
I got big news.
Big news from Oske coming up. There's Josh Arnold.
Over here enjoying the blasting air conditioning, thanks to whoever did that.
Oh, the northeasterly winds. It was a little warm in here, we thought.
It wasn't warm enough for this.
We took a vote, and...
Who touched
what
it?
What vote?
There's Ace Costi.
Lee.
It was a combination of me and Christy. We decided to team up and take the
Every air morning you guys team up and ruin our climate.
Let's get to something interesting. Mr. Oske, what do you have for us?
Big news today. My daughter's boyfriend has asked me to teach him how to change his oil.
Whoa!
So today, tonight, ooh, me and Timmy, under the hood of his Malibu, we're changing some oil.
And this will be recorded?
Come on.
No.
Do you have a creeper?
No, I don't.
Please tell me.
I have a big piece of cardboard.
Please tell me his name is Timmy and he does have a Malibu.
Timmy and he does have a Malibu.
I'm so happy.
And Jeff, that's right. Even if you did have a creeper, kid doesn't get to use it. No. It's cardboard time.
That's right.
Really?
You got to learn that way first.
That's true. Make sure he puts the cap back on.
Well, and he was smart. He didn't come to me. He had my daughter come to me and ask, hey, will you teach? He wants you to teach because I can't turn my daughter down.
Right.
This kid, I would have laughed in his face and walked away. But no, I am now teaching this young lad how to change his own
oil.
That's a good thing
to learn.
Every man should know how to do it.
I have a question for you. A friend of mine sent me a photograph. I think he sent it to you as well, Pat. And he was with his lady friend, who is quite distinguished, and she was asking him to remove the seeds from a kind of a chili flake thing.
I'm out.
Bear with me here.
No, I mean if that relationship, if that were me.
Yeah, he's going to do a lot of stuff
again.
Like that.
Again, Josh, what's the friend looking for? Perpetually single. That's right. Yeah. Certain compromises must be made in the world of love, Josh. I'll take you outside and tell you in a minute. what is it? It's like they're like chili flakes. You know the ones that come
pizza
in the shape.
Yeah.
Those things.
Red pepper flakes.
Thank you. I'm sorry. That's right. What they were. But there were seeds in it.
Okay.
So my question is, he showed him, he was cleaning them out with a card kind of thing. And he said it reminded him of the old days. And I texted him back and I said, you really should be doing that on a Led Zeppelin double album.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be perfect.
There he is. I'm putting this picture of him up there.
Oh, it's that poor son of a bitch.
Yeah.
He's been doing a lot lately.
This sad,
yoga together.
And I don't mean to throw him under the bus here. There was a time.
I'm glad you don't mean to throw him under the bus.
I didn't put that picture up there. Did you do that, Pat?
No. Based on his technique, that's not the first time he's
point. It was that he may be taking the seeds out of chili flakes, but there was a time.
That's a man who knows what he's doing.
Yeah. But
10 out of 10.
It's kind of a lost art for a number of reasons, but the return of the vinyl album,
mm-hmm,
and also the...
Your pot's clean now.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. I don't know. But it's my understanding that they don't... Back in the day, the pot had a lot of seeds in it, and it was...
And stems.
Oh. And it was not very good. And
I found a nickel one time. I got brickweed that had a corner on it. You knew if it had a corner, a 3D corner to it, you were getting really good weed. And I was breaking it apart, and a nickel fell out. I was like, oh, I got...
Well, it was a
off.
Nickel bag, wasn't it?
Very good.
Touche. I remember learning I remember the exact moment I learned that pot seeds will pop in a when lit.
Oh yeah,
because we got kind of lazy one time.
Oh, okay.
And Chick, you tell the story. Your dad had a machine that would roll.
Well, a machine is a big word for it. It was hand powered. It was a strop of leather stretched. Across a metal.
Yeah, I have that machine.
It was roll cigarettes, standard cigarettes, but you could also roll your doobie with it, and that's what my dad would use it for. Yeah.
But I guess we're talking about certain skills that apply later in life. And now, if you need to remove the seeds from your chili flakes,
you know he's a good man. Well, I always knew he was a sweet man.
Yeah, but that's insane. I mean, I'm sure she's a lovely lady.
You wouldn't remove the seeds from the chili flakes of the lady you were
seeing? You know I would. You know I would.
Absolutely. With my teeth. Okay.
Yeah. Happy to.
Now, do the seeds not taste good in the chili flakes?
She may have dietary reasons.
Okay. Are these fancy chili flakes? I've never heard of
seeds. I didn't know.
You should stay away.
The seeds are kind of flat and, you know, in those things and stuff.
You need to stay away from seeds, right? All seeds, right?
That's been debunked by most medical professionals.
No kidding.
Regarding diverticulitis.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. But to each their own. Whatever your doctor has told you, do it.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. Now, we're going to get back to the sports page. Is that correct?
Well, not just any sports, Tom. A British strongman accomplished an astounding feat of strength while on fire.
Oh, what? Gosh.
There he is. Well, he's barely on fire.
Well, no, it's like the Wish You Were Here album.
Yeah, his back and head are on, you can see the flames, and then there's a green cable going to the hood of an automobile, and he's backing up. What you can't see is what?
According to a newspaper, the Yorkshire Post, Mr. John Stevenson pulled a 2-ton French police car 131 feet using just his penis.
I bet it goes wee-oo, wee-oo, like a weird police car.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, look at that. What a... Whoa.
Now,
how much of that...
We can't even tell if that's really attached to his wiener.
It could be attached around his waist, right, Josh?
Fancy belt.
The 50-year-old Stevenson said the stunt hurt, quote, quite a bit.
A bet.
What, the fire or the penis tugging?
He's just mentioned the stunt. See, I guess all of it.
I don't like this. This is like a 3-ring circus. You can't focus on the one thing. Yeah, is the fire going
to
get him?
I think the fire is meant to distract us from the fact that his penis is not actually attached to that car.
I'm with you, Josh. I'm skeptical.
But I think if you can pull a car with your penis, you should be able to get your car out of impound for free.
You're exactly right. Yeah. But you have to do it that way, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. I had a car impounded once, and rather than pay the $100,
he did say everything's still intact, though.
All right.
Well, that's good.
Stevenson told the newspaper he performed the stunt to help raise awareness of prostate cancer and bullying in schools.
Okay. You know.
It's kind of an odd combination.
Yeah.
Okay.
In England, don't they call
the hood the bonnet?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. The bonnet and the boot.
And the windscreen instead of a windshield?
Windshield, yeah. Windscreen.
Weirdos.
Exactly right.
So, was this...
And don't get me started on pickup trucks.
So was this wrapped around the whole package down there, do you suppose?
You can't tell from the picture.
You saw it. It looked like it was just around the joint.
Did look like it was wrapped around just the penis itself.
The shaft, not the...
The testicles, that's asking too much of the body, isn't it?
Yes.
The wiener has some
But don't you want to go with as close to the base as possible?
Yes. No,
see, to
no,
me,
no.
This really is...
Maybe
a
center?
Because keep the testicles out of it. They're far too sensitive.
Right, right.
Did he zip tie that thing onto his
wiener? See, I don't understand this.
It is a zip tie. It's a zip tie.
Oh. Yeah. I'm even more skeptical now that I see the zip tie.
Yeah, I think he's secretly got it attached to some kind of truss
apparatus
that goes around his waist.
Now, granted, there may have been eyewitnesses that saw him actually attach this and everything.
Certainly,
he's trying to bring out awareness of what is it again?
Prostate cancer and bullying in school.
See, this to me brings awareness of mental health issues that he has them, and as a society, we are finding this worthy of
if he wanted
discussion.
To do prostate, he should have pulled it with a butt plug.
Thank you. That's what I was going to say.
Yes.
You would go from behind.
Now that's grip.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you can't pull the butt plug out.
Yeah.
You're disqualified.
Is that possible?
I mean, you got
to. Well, you have to have.
Jeff, you really have to.
Jeff, you. Wait a minute.
I mean, if a record's got to be set, I'll try it.
If you can pull a red wagon that way, I will give you $1,000.
No, wait a minute, wait a minute.
No idea how much my van costs to be fixed is $1,000. I will do it today.
And Christy Lee is sitting in the red wagon.
No.
I bet you could do it.
Not with Christy Lee.
You have to clench your anus.
I bet you could pull Christy Lee.
What would the apparatus look like? Would it be a bulbous insert that would be...
Yeah.
I have a little red flyer wagon if you'd like to use
it. Oh, this is great.
Oh, okay. The more bulbous, the better.
Yeah, it would have to be something that you can really...
And your father has to be there watching live.
Wait a second. That's just cruel. I think it'd be
I
better
don't
if
want to kill the man.
It would be better if his dad heard about it from one of his friends.
Yeah, and you have to keep you have to stare him in the eyes the whole time and just keep saying, "I love you, Dad."
And the first 100 listeners to show up can also watch.
And okay. You have to keep saying, "Are you proud of me, Daddy? Are you proud of your boy?
What do you think of me now, Daddy?"
Now, I have a question. Would you back up, or would you go forward with your? Would you be
back
would,
up.
Forward? I think
I see what you're asking.
Coming through the legs.
We're all saying he's going forward.
I think. That's what I'm thinking.
Going through the legs.
Because that way you really have to clinch.
Yeah.
And what could go wrong?
Well, I think the.
Would it just pop out, or could you get like a prolapsed anus?
Well, it could be like if you're towing a car and that rope breaks and it shoots back and hit the butt plug hits Christy in the face and gives her a black eye,
a brown eye.
Yeah. Boy, that'd be a tough one to explain to the health insurance people. Well,
then I'd get pink eye. Cover
it. Oh yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's about the dominoes fall.
Yeah. The bruise. Yeah. And the
maybe we should cancel this promotion.
All right. Well,
that was
fun. It was
trying.
I believe we have one more story in the world of sports.
Yes, we do.
Stupid world record.
A Virginia man has broken the Guinness World Record for the most pull-ups in 24 hours.
Oh, boy.
According to reports, 22-year-old Xavier Dillard performed a total of 12,412 pull-ups to beat the current record of 12,000.
Josh, these aren't the...
Yeah, I know, the orange ice cream treat, yep.
No, that's a push-up.
Push-ups.
No.
I know what you were going to do.
No, that's not what I was going to do.
What were you going
to
do?
I was going to say, my son Willie had the record for the most pull-ups I had to change in a 24-hour period when he was 2.5 years old one time.
I'm a big boy now.
Boy, I was way off.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. But you can understand why I might...
But those are push-ups you're referring to.
You hold that record, right?
Now, do you like those? I
do. I like that orange sherbet flavor. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I like dreamsicles and stuff.
And the cream filling?
I will only eat my ice cream out of a toilet paper roll.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I only go with
everyone's the push-up. Those prefab cones that come wrapped in paper.
Yeah. Like a drumstick?
Yeah, those aren't bad.
No, they're great. Yeah.
They're great.
Every once in a while. Oh,
not
yeah.
Not bad. You they're know, the best thing you. Ice creams bring to the table.
They are
good.
You can get them with vanilla ice cream or chocolate ice cream.
Normal.
Or butter pecan ice cream.
What was your go-to? Who was your, when you were growing up, the truck that came through town? And in my city, it was Uncle Marty. That was the name of the truck.
I bet it was.
I bet.
Was it called Good Touch Ice Cream?
Yeah. Don't tell your parents, kids, ice cream cones.
Ours was Mr. Softy.
Now, was that a truck or was that
it was a truck, and my best friend, who might be listening right now, his brother drove the Mr. Softy truck.
Oh, nice. You're so lucky.
Needless to say, David and I were chubby.
What, was soft serve an option?
Absolutely.
And not with Uncle Marty.
Yeah. They
never,
had a
never was with me either, yeah.
They had a, like just like at the Dairy Queen, they had one of those on board.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've seen those.
That.
I never saw it in real life.
Yep, something else.
And did it have the standard music?
Yeah.
Kind of a calliope. Like
Turkey in the Straw or whatever it was.
I think it was often Turkey in the Straw.
And it had the logo of Mr. Softy.
Ours was
like a
bell.
Swirl head.
Yeah. The ice cream.
Oh, you guys
had
that?
Yeah.
Those are classic.
Yep.
It's great.
Ours was just a van.
Ours was a van.
The menu on the side.
Mm-hmm. And the windows blacked out.
And what did you get?
Guy with a cast.
What was your go-to?
Drumstick was always the... I never cared for bomb pops. I never cared for... The things that you wanted to be good weren't, like the Pac-Man with the gumball eyes.
Oh.
And those lasted for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I like the strawberry shortcake things. Oh, remember those?
Those are good.
Yeah, you can get those at Aldi.
Yes.
I stick to this memory. They had Cap'n Crunch ice cream bars.
Yes.
And
they did.
Chocolate coating on the outside and ice cream and nuts on the outside. It was so freaking good.
Do these trucks still exist?
They do. Yeah. Every now and again, one will make its way through my neighborhood.
I think so.
But it's all, I swear, sometimes it's like 12:15 p.m. I'm like, what are you? No kids are. Well, I guess in the summertime they are.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, and you're, coming down, you want some ice cream, right?
Well, I'm usually reading on my porch. Oh, these whippersnappers.
Sons of us.
Get your.
Did you knock the kids out of the way as you rushed to
get
the truck?
Get your treats, fatties.
You don't. So if
do you knock the kids out of the way?
The ice cream truck sucks. I'm not.
You wouldn't go. Oh, if an ice cream truck came down my street, I'd immediately be out.
It's all garbage. If they had the drumstick, then maybe. Other than that, you can keep it.
Huh.
Yeah. Well, this is like from a Lynch movie.
I'm surprised you had an ice cream truck in your neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, Uncle Marty.
Did you guys give him the code to the gate so he could get in?
I'm Uncle Marty. The one-man party.
Well, I'm sorry. So the guy has a world record. How did we get on this? I blame
12,412 pull-ups. The current record, it was 12,345.
You don't run to the ice cream truck sometime yesterday? You don't bust out of your house not even opening the door like the Kool-Aid man when you hear the bell of the ice cream man? You don't hold him at gunpoint and steal the van? You fat piece of crap.
You don't knock other kids out of the way to get to the ice cream.
I thought you guys missed it.
No. We're just trying to process it.
You are a bully, Tom.
You don't eat the van thinking that the ice cream man's truck is made out of ice cream?
And I think I speak on behalf of all of us. Some mornings it's a little easier to take. Now, this morning, it's very obvious to all of us that you don't want us here.
Right.
I'm glad you're here because I am about one quarter here.
Okay.
I had a dog that was thunder last night. Check local listings. And my dog woke me up over and over again. I had a brutal yesterday. Got nothing done. There we go. Here's the guy doing the push-up pull-up record.
Did he get a break? He got a break at some point,
Did
right?
you hear what Christy said when she saw him?
it could be taken a few different ways.
Yes. Yeah.
No, it like hurt me because that's so hard to do. Oh, he does get a break every now and then.
Wait a minute. He's wearing gloves.
Yeah, he's got 24 hours to do whatever number he did.
It's so hard.
Oh, he has done more push-ups pull-ups in 24 hours than I have in a life. He beat my lifetime record by like 20,000.
He did more pull-ups right there than I've ever done in my lifetime. That was, 10?
His arms are tomorrow going to look like those flailing arms at the used car dealer.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Full Send Golf.
You guys know how much I really, really love golf.
Full Send Golf, 2v2. Lit. Me and VOD versus Big John and Kyle. Oh, it feels good to be back on the links with the boys.
Join the party on the golf course.
Oh. Back to golf. In a big way. Now what? Practice? Let's go. Let's hit the range.
I was like, let's go to the range.
We are headed to the golf course. Yo, you want to golf with us?
No.
You don't play golf?
No.
Try. We got to break par.
I'm very, very excited. You excited?
Yeah.
Full Send Golf. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.